Why isolation can lead to relapse. When you first stop drinking, you may want to hide. You can feel a lot of shame about what you've done in the past, or a lot of fear about approaching individuals who know what you've been through. You tell yourself, "I'll be safe if I just stay home and think about myself." The goal is excellent, but the result is usually bad. At Vanity Wellness Center, we know that addiction flourishes in solitude and that rehabilitation needs connection. Isolation isn't a safe place, it's a quiet trap that makes it easier to relapse. The sickness wants you to be alone so that no one can question the lies it feeds you. If you are having trouble reaching out, we can help you get over the shame and realize why connecting is the best way to protect yourself. 1. Secrecy. The best friend of addiction. Addiction is fueled by secrecy, and being alone is just another way of saying total secrecy. When you're by yourself, two bad things happen right away. The inner critic takes over. When you're alone, the only voice you hear is the one in your head that tells you you're worthless, broken, and don't deserve to be happy. When you're alone, no one can argue with that bad story. Problems turn into disasters. When you're alone, simple difficulties like a bill, an argument, or a foul mood can turn into huge, insurmountable disasters. You promised yourself you wouldn't bother anyone, so the only thing you can do right now is utilize the substance, which you've been doing for years. 2. Being alone makes you feel empty within. People are made to connect with each other, and when we don't, we feel agony in our bodies. Addiction used to fill that void. When you isolate yourself while recovering, you make an emotional space that the addiction will quickly fill. This loneliness is the most harmful trigger of all since it never stops. Boredom. Being alone might make you bored, which is a common and sneaky trigger for relapse. When your mind is idle, it often goes to compulsive, harmful thoughts. Shame. Amplification. You start to feel bad about being alone. This embarrassment makes you feel even more alone, which makes the cycle continue and drives you further away from the help you need. No accountability. Connection is your fence. You lose your built-in system of accountability when you stop going to meetings, calling your sponsor, or checking in with loved ones. Knowing that no one would find out right away makes it much easier to get to the substance. 3. The cure is connection. The only way to get over the sickness of being alone is to be brave enough to reach out. Connection works because it does 3 things that addiction can't do. It challenges the lies. When you tell someone your darkest humiliation and they nod and say, "Me too," the deception that you are unique and alone goes away right away. It gives you a different point of view. A friend or sponsor can recognize a tiny problem for what it is. A challenge, not a disaster. They help you get out of the emotional fog and back into reality. It fills the void. A healthy connection gives you real warmth and releases dopamine. It fills the void of loneliness with real human interaction, so you don't need a pharmacological equivalent. If you're reading this and are alone yourself, it's time to put down the phone and call someone. Come, talk about the disgrace. At Vanity Wellness Center, we create a community that substitutes loneliness, giving you a secure and connected environment to achieve the life you want.